Hey everyone, welcome back to TCO Performance Center. Wabi, joined by Viking Special Teams Coordinator Mike Prefer. Coach, I know a big thing for you guys, you're always hammering on what didn't we do right and how can we get better. So we're not going to start there.
Okay.
I want to know, what did the special teams do well last season that you want to carry into 2018?
I thought we had a lot of young guys step up like they normally do, that we normally have to have happen every year. Stepped up and played well for us. Ben Gideon, Eric Wilson, you know, Jayron Kearse did a good job for us. Anthony Harris continued to play well for us. Marcus Sherrills, you know, he's not a young guy, but a veteran guy. And I think we got a great locker room. We got a great group of guys that worked hard last year. I thought, covered punts and kicks very, very well for the most part. We had a couple glitches in there we need to correct this year. You know, we didn't have any touchdowns in the return game, but we were very, very consistent. I think Marcus finished seventh in the league in punt return average, and I believe he broke a Viking record for amount of yards, punt return yards, and I think it was over 370 yards, which was his 37th first down. Yeah. So to me, that was a big big deal for us, getting those yardage for our offense. And in kickoff returns, I thought we did some good things too. So, but, you know, overall, we're always looking to improve. I'm going to take the stuff that we did poorly, and that'll be the first thing I talk about this spring.
Well, we got a bunch of TV screens around the new facility, and in the football side of the building, there are rotating sayings that Zim puts up there, and one of them is special teams wins games.
Right.
You guys talk about that in your meetings?
We do. You know, we joke around with the offensive and defensive coaches that, you know, offense scores points, defense wins games, special teams wins championships.
Okay, so yeah, there you
it's
go.
It's a little different, no, but it's I agree with that. I think, you know, when it's our turn to go on the stage and perform, we talk very seriously about what complementary football means to our football team. I know Coach Zimmer talks about complementary football a lot.
Yeah.
And it's how all three phases, and you and I have talked about it a lot the last few years, how all three phases complement each other.
Yeah.
When we're all clicking on all cylinders, then we have a great chance to win games.
Had a little special teams feel to the draft this year, I felt like, for us.
I've been told that many times.
Yeah, you know, so what were your perceptions, and not just of the kicker, but of some of the other players that were selected by the Vikings and how they can help us?
Oh, sure. I think right off the bat, Mike Hughes can help us in the return game, and I think he'd be a very good gunner, very good on kickoff coverage as well. Mm-hmm. And I know he'll be playing a lot of defense, so we got to kind of make sure we don't overplay him and overload him too much, especially early on. But he's a very talented young man that I had rated as the number one returner coming out this year. Obviously, our kicker, Daniel Carlson, I was a little pleasantly surprised that we moved up to get him. I was called down to the draft room in the fifth round, and I think when Rick wants a guy, he's going to go get him, and he felt like that was the right guy to get at that spot, so I'm very, very pleased that we drafted Daniel. He'll provide great competition for us at the place kicker position, and then really there's other guys that I watched on tape, but Tyler Conklin, I'd seen him on tape. I saw the Trey Matthews on tape, the young man from Auburn that was a free agent, so overall, I thought it was a great draft, and I look forward to working with these guys as we continue through the spring.
When I'm showing folks around the facility here, the new facility at TCO Performance Center, I always note to them that the ceiling is like 94 feet tall at the indoor practice field, and we can punt in there. And they're like, oh, you couldn't punt at the last building. I'm like, oh, that's a big deal, you know? Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying the new facility here?
Oh, I love it. The whole facility is amazing. It's over the top. I mean, it's, you know, it was great to go to work at Winter Park, but it's even even a bigger deal to come to work here because you get the feel of this. This is a first-class franchise. It always has been, but now we got a first-class building to go along with it. So I do love this building, and I like all the facilities, like the indoor field, like you're saying.
Yeah.
We can punt in there, and I know Ryan Quigley's been trying to get the ceiling. He hasn't hit it yet, but
keep working, Ryan.
He's trying, but that's going to be a really, really good punt to get it up there.
Where would you play me on special teams?
All over, anywhere you want. Great athletes. I think they can adjust and play any position they want.
That's a great answer. Thanks for your time. Good luck at OTAs and mini camp,
Michael. Appreciate it.